Ice cream, good for a sore throat because it numbs the pain, right?
Yep.
That's why they let you eat it after you get your tonsils taken out. But it's dairy. It has dairy. So is it still okay to eat when you have a cold? These are questions I ponder late at night trying to get to sleep.
I would just probably go straight for the ice cream and not worry about
it. Not worry about it. Well, it turns out the idea that dairy creates more phlegm is probably just a myth. A study way back in 2005 found people with colds didn't have runnier noses, produced more mucus, or cough up more gunk if they drank milk while they were sick. Some people in the study thought that they did, but it really wasn't true. They just convinced themselves that they had more mucus because they believed the myth, and other studies have similar results. I'm like you. I wouldn't have worried about it anyway.
Nope.
Yeah. And we've got our doc right here just to verify. Doc Ryan Stanton, our ER doc. Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys? How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We're looking at a study this morning, Ryan, as to whether or not ice cream is okay when you have cold, or will it make you be more phlegmy? And according to this study, way back in 2005, it doesn't make any difference. One time dairy has been shown to produce more phlegm if you're allergic to it, but if that's the case, you shouldn't have it anyway, whether you're sick or not. That's irrelevant. So if you catch a cold, have a sore throat, go ahead and dig into some ice cream if you want to, and should help your throat without making other symptoms worse. Do you agree with that, dear doctor?
Yeah, I don't know that ice cream's going to make that much difference unless you're lactose intolerant, and then it's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with your cold or not. That's going to be any given Sunday is going to turn you into a time bomb if you're lactose intolerant. So you should know that before you get into cold season. But it's not going to change your cold whatsoever. There's a lot of home remedies and things that go around that we see that people try, and I mean, there's a little bit of evidence on a couple of them, homeopathic type things like vitamin C, but the best thing for you, actually, that has been shown to be beneficial for cold and even flu, things like that, is chicken noodle soup.
Really?
Yeah, it's been shown to decrease the symptoms and length. It's one of those little anomalies. We don't know why it happens, but that what your mom gave you growing up, that little bit of soup to try to get you better, actually did do some good.
Carrots make you see better?
Do carrots make you... There is actually a vitamin in there that is beneficial for the eyes, but no, it's not going to make your vision better.
Oh, okay. My mom always told me that. She told me a lot of lies that I'm still...
Well, as a parent now, there are a lot of things that we say that are probably exaggerations of the facts and truth. Probably not a whole lot of science and medicine behind a lot of the things we do in parenting.
Yeah. Yeah, she always said that carrots make you see better, and the way you can prove it, you never see a rabbit wearing glasses.
Well, that's true, but of course they only live a year or two, so we get.
All right, what are we going to talk about this morning, sir, now that we're through with the silliness?
Interestingly, and unfortunately, the Thanksgiving has appeared to have done a number on us.
Oh.
We've got a lot of viruses going around right now, a lot of them, especially in children. Flu numbers are really starting to pick up, and unfortunately we're seeing that the flu vaccine this year for the number one strain is probably not going to be great. Only means about 10%, but if you can cut even those odds, I think it's still worth it in terms of decreasing that risk and hopefully protecting some folks. And of course, the second round of flu will probably cover it even better because we are tending to see a couple of different outbreaks throughout the season, but also a lot of viral stuff in kids. Viral pharyngitis, we're seeing headaches, sore throats, some nausea and vomiting. I've seen children or even heard of children that have having fevers, 105, 107, which is really high. So, of course, families are panicked when you get really high fevers like that. But remember, the human body is not going to produce a fever on its own that's going to be harmful. So even if you're 105 to 107, they're not going to feel good, but it's not hurting them. What we worry about and want to make sure is that there's not something, some other significant, serious source going on with viruses. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of things we can do other than symptomatic management. On occasion, there's going to be some bacteria going around, but even that is very rare, other than urinary tract infections, strep throat, things like that. And don't let folks hurry you into antibiotics. If your kid has a fever, you have a fever, and there's no obvious evidence of pneumonia or urinary tract infection or something like that, don't rush into antibiotics. Those, we see a lot of complications with that, C. diff, colitis, resistance, things like that. If you're going to get antibiotics, make sure there's a good reason, a good bacterial source, or somebody who's higher risk for a bacterial source, because they don't do anything for viruses. And unfortunately, with the overuse, we're getting to where we don't actually have much that we can use when there really is a bacteria out there.
Okay. I think that's great advice. Tell me about your TV show.
Well, just announced today that our What's Going Around segments, which are our weekly segments, are on the move. We're going to start airing this week on WKYT. So it's going to be a pretty neat thing for us, and we're looking forward to our next step. And so you'll be able to see us every week on the 27th.
Good.
Our next show coming up for the show will be talking about New Year's resolutions and things like that. So all those awesome things that you can start to look forward to when it comes to January, those good decisions on proper eating, diet, and exercise, and all of those things that we're going to try to promote, which is actually wellness and health as opposed to some superficial goal that you will kick to the side somewhere in February.
Sounds good to me. I hope you have a great day, and thanks for being with us.